Welcome to the Breaking Up with Burnout podcast, and I am your host, Tiffany Leader, clinical social worker and burnout coach with over 10 years of experience in the mental health field and life experience with burnout. I'd like to say I'm in burnout recovery. I am married to the love of my life, and we are full-time RVers living the tiny life and traveling the country as often as we can. This is one of the many ways that I prevent burnout. This podcast is for you if you are a high-achieving woman who have big goals and dreams for your life, but you are feeling exhausted and looking to take a moment. This is your moment. This is for you to discover fulfilling moments, to be encouraged, find support, and hopefully a laugh or two. Okay, take a deep breath, lean in, and open your heart and mind to what you may need. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Breaking Up with Burnout podcast, and I'm so excited because, I have my guest, Lindsay, here, and we have connected from different networking groups and other entrepreneurs, so I'm so excited to have her here and have her share not only her story, but what she's doing in life. So, Lindsay, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, and I'd love to just have you share like who you are and what are you up to while I take a drink and try to clear my throat.
Sure. Yeah. So I have been in the online business space for exactly 13 years. Yesterday was my first day that I got started in the online space. Thank you. And I got started in direct sales. And it all stemmed from a Facebook message, which we all love those messages. It was the wildest message where the links and the hey girl and the all the things that everybody is like running away from. I stayed a bit curious because I was like, what is this? What? And so I just started watching, and I had come from the corporate world. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't burn out in corporate per se. I definitely felt more involved in like toxic space.
Yeah.
I wasn't burned out yet. I was super young and I was like college graduate, like really excited to climb the corporate ladder. And like, I just kept, you know, running into, I had a boss that you just never knew if she was going to be happy or if she was going to be upset. Yeah. And it was like so stressful to drive in every day. And like, if she didn't like a move you made, if she didn't like, it was so uncomfortable. Yeah. And so that was kind of my first experience in the business world. And it was the corporate space that I thought I was going to belong in. And I didn't have kiddos yet.
Yeah.
And so that company, you know, I started looking around for something new and nothing was panning out. I would have been driving like 2 hours a day for commuting for what I was like looking at.
Right.
And I just couldn't digest doing something like that. And so I followed this girl for a long time.
Yeah.
My company, they had to close the doors and move to another state. And I didn't want to go with.
Yeah.
And
having issues already that was causing stress too. So that.
Right. I was like, I'm good. I'll figure something else out. And I was willing to like do the things and work, but like, I also knew like I wanted a different lifestyle as a mom. Yeah. I wanted a different schedule. And so I realized quickly, like the 9-to-5 life is so not for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started following this girl after that awkward message. But after so many months of her talking about this life where she was like getting paid to like work on her health goals and work the schedule around the kids, she said it consistently. She constantly shared this story on social media. And I was like, yeah, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking to work. I'm looking to stay focused on health. I'm looking to do something around my future kid's life. Mm-hmm. Things like that. And I finally was like, okay, tell me what to do. Tell me what it is that you're doing. And we talked through it, lots of her, you know, following up with me. And then after 8 months of me being super skeptical, I was like, okay, let me do this thing.
Let's try it. Yeah.
So that was 13 years ago. And then they were like, send messages to people like she had done. And I was like, oh, no. I don't want to approach people that way. And my whole thing is, I actually believe that can cause burnout. And so I approached everything differently. And I opted to create a Facebook group and build a community and serve them in that capacity. And then talk to them about what it was that I had to offer. So I took that method that I created that has helped. It helped me build a team. It helped my team be able to build their teams. They would follow the simple method by creating a community. They had nice customer bases. Everything was like it really worked nicely for those who wanted to like really work. And so I took that this past year in 2023 and I put that into a program and
That's
started
awesome.
coaching more people on Facebook group strategy. So here we are.
That's so cool. I love how you were able to recognize one, something that you were like, this is probably going to lead to burnout by doing these messages. This is not something that I can do. But then you were able to create something that was doable for you. Kind of tell me, walk me a little bit through that process of like creating that and figuring out. Because I think so much when it comes to burnout or when it comes to understanding what's going to work for you is that kind of discovery process of like, this may work for her, but this does not work for me.
And don't get me wrong, like private conversations are definitely a route to increasing your sales, but there, I don't know what it is. It energetically depletes. I really don't know. And and then so we've got the really genuine, want to build authentic relationships that depletes after maybe 10 of those type of messages. And at the same time, if you look at that from a week span and you're like, yeah, I had 50 messages this week, like from a numbers perspective, that's actually a good thing. And maybe that's like, what is the right fit? And when I say this, I don't mean cold messages. I mean, once you've, built that connection, now we're having that conversation. But there's definitely been talk where it's like you need to talk to 50 to 100 people, like send 100 messages. And like there is, I mean, there's a burnout right there. Like it is, that leads you to this copy and paste situation where you're like, I just need to like boom, 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 get through this because energetically, there's something about it that depletes. And honestly, I haven't like fully dug into like what that could look like, but I just personally experienced every time I was guided to say to send these high number like hearing from so many people who are so successful, and it was like, well, you opened up, they have like 50 plus messages, and it was like, oh, and like it's part of the process, and I get it, but it was so just, I'd try for that. Sometimes I'd be like, okay, let's try this up a little bit. And I would just within 2 days, I was like, nope, can't do this.
I've been there too. I was like, I had dipped my toe into network marketing some, and I like you just even saying that, I'm like, oh, my insides are like, ugh, I remember that. I remember how that was so hard to do that.
And I'm happy to report there's a better way. Like I still think, you still that private conversation is still key, but like creating a group and having this community actually helps you filter a lot of that because the right people are going to join the group. You can be creating the right kind of post that's going to attract them to create the conversation. You could be running a challenge. You could be running an event where it will filter for you because literally your warm, hot, very excited people are going to show up for those events, for those challenges. They're going to be semi engaging on those posts. Some will not. And that's a whole nother topic conversation, but like your, that helps you to filter and be like, okay, these guys are, they're here. They're on my live event. They're running, they're participating in my challenge. Like these are who I can spend my time focused on building deeper connection with and moving them into possibly becoming a partner in the business or a client. And like, as you work through those skills of conversation and the skill of sales, like the closing rate gets better. And so the numbers can be a little less. I mean, we still need to be talking to, you know, numbers are numbers. It's still a thing, but like, at least it's calm. And the way I see it is like calmer to the nervous system when it's like, okay, like, let's just talk to five instead of like, you know, right. And you'll notice like that with the community, as you do these different posts, like it's not going to require, you know, I get a lot of people who are like, building a group takes all day. It's a full-time job. It takes so much time. I can't do this. And it's like, I'm less than an hour a day, you know, building, even with the private conversations, they're not costing me a whole lot of time. And it was, you know, I now have twin boys and be, you know, in that journey 13 years ago, I was actually in an infertility space and then came twins and then NICU time. And so I had these spaces where it was like, I didn't even have the capacity to send them messages. I had to be really solid with those that I connected with, and the time I didn't have either. And I still was able to build this very successful business through all of it. And so that is like why I'm super passionate about groups and supporting business owners in creating a really awesome community that can lead to sales over time consistently.
Yeah. That's so good. So let's talk about how you mentioned some of the things that people have said, like, oh, it's so hard, it takes all day. But I would love for you to share like some tips maybe on that you can share with people of how to like, maybe it's like busting, I'm thinking about, it's like, it's busting the mindset almost of how we approach groups, Facebook. Yeah. And so maybe give the listeners some tips or maybe bust some of those thoughts that may make us feel, because I have a Facebook group too, and I can understand how I feel this way sometimes, is that we feel like it's daunting or people aren't engaging or maybe I'm not putting out the right post or what do I, or it's take, like you said, it's taking all day to do this. Like, I would love for you to share some just encouragements and tips on that, because I think those thoughts are what, one, it causes people to be discouraged. It causes burnout. It can lead to burnout and just trying something like this. So I would love for you to share a little bit about that.
Yeah, I feel like with burnout in general, it's almost like you're doing work that is not in alignment with you.
Yes. Yes.
And here's a great example. And I do love this app. Instagram is it has its purpose, and I actually like stories. I do have fun creating reels, but like, I don't see what I'd love to see over there. And in terms of like a return on the effort I put in, I know I'm not alone in that. And I hired more like 10 plus different Instagram people to help me. And to this day, it really has only worked when they have gotten to know me somehow, some way in another way. And they just opted to follow me on Instagram. And there's been some times where like, it was all of a sudden flowy and it was working, but that never seen it. Like I've seen a consistent group. And when I think back to burning out in my own business, which I've done, I was trying to force that to work, and I was getting frustrated and I was putting so much energy and effort into it that was not producing a return. And here's the key, in my opinion, was the world, and they're still doing it today, was like Instagram, 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 Instagram. This is where everybody's at. Instagram, Instagram, Instagram. And it was like, oh, Facebook's gone. Nobody's using it anymore. I need to get over here and get moving. And what I learned was that is not true. And I learned that the hard way through a burnout. I literally burned out because I was like, that was part of it, as was other things that were happening inside of the business. But like, the truth is, when you don't have new sales, new clients, or retention happening, and things feel like they're kind of disconnecting, the burnout really takes place. But also, you're out of alignment of what feels great to you, because alignment is the route to your success as well. And so that's kind of the backstory on that, now that like we've got that. But like, in a community, how to not burn out? First of all, engagement, that is on us. That's our energy we're bringing to the table. And engagement is never, we know this from Instagram. We know this from every place we put out content. If we're going to put out content about our business, it's always going to be a quiet thing. It's when you're calling someone to action on your business and something you're offering, it's the quietest post you'll see, typically, right? Every once in a while, you may see some movement, and we call that like the unicorn client, the unicorn person, and like, that's a gift we've been given. But typically, there's effort we need to put in, and there's energy we need to put out, right? And so for me, in alignment was more so just engaging in a very human way with these people in the community. For example, we just passed Easter. So right now it's like, we talked about what's your favorite candy. We've talked about what the families are doing. Some families are still on spring break. The conversation has nothing to do with what's happening in the business yet. Just communicating, building trust, building connection. And I think like, and I'm the same way. I'm very like direct, where it's like, can we just get to the point? But that doesn't work, because then people just feel sold to. And that's like one of the biggest myths with Facebook groups, is that they're just these big sales info places. Yeah, some of them are a disaster. In some of these industries, like, they're trained to literally run their groups that way. And I'm like, stop it. Like, once you have a really hot, hot market, and they're like, just tell me what you're doing. Like, that's a thing. It can happen. Then let's talk about the sales. Let's talk about the products. Let's talk about the specials. Let's talk about your coaching, whatever you've got going on, because you got people knocking on the door ready. But overall, when you are moving people who are brand new to your world, they're very cold market, they have no idea, they're just intrigued, you need to warm them up, you need to get them to where they're excited. That's where the human conversation works. And then you mix in your authority as a business owner. And all of that may feel like, holy geez, that's a lot, but it's one post a day. And then it's like, connection with whoever engages. And if nobody engages, what I like to do is look at who's in this community, and I reach out to a handful of them a day. I don't overwhelm myself. Some days, if I like feel in the energy and I've got the time, I'll step it up, because why not? But like, I don't put that pressure on myself to do that on the daily, because that is where burnout comes in. But I will, like, a couple times a week, I'll make an effort to reach out and welcome them in and find out a little bit more about them and get them to kind of share about what they do. Especially now that I'm in the coaching space. In the case of a network marketer, it would be kind of like, so your group is going to be very specific to what it is that you offer, right? So teaching and or offering gut health stuff, you're going to be attracting in people who care about that. So your conversation when you welcome them is going to be around like, are you new to gut health? Is this something you've been, you know, focused on for a while? Like, kind of just figuring out where they're at, and then letting them talk, right? And so what that does is, it doesn't take less, I mean, it doesn't take more than an hour. It's 5 to 10, maybe, conversations a couple times a week. At least that's what it looks like for me. You could totally do it every day if it feels really good to you. Some months you're running a challenge, you're running an event, you're doing something that's bringing a lot of people, which will help you lead generate. Like, it'll help bring new people in because they're excited to hear from you. And like, that's a one, like, yeah, that day is, it requires a lot of your energy. So we're not going to be like, you know, we're going to connect with people once the event's over. We're going to see how they liked it. Do you see, like, it there's not this like rigid, process that you have to follow every single day. And I do think that's what people are assuming is happening. Right. That's why it's so painful.
Yeah.
And that's just, it doesn't have to work that way. Like, it's not this check the box. Did you talk to all these people?
Right. Yeah.
It's an option. Like, some people really align with that type of thing. And it's like, that's an option. Like, you can do that, but like, you can still run this group, run your community in what feels good to you. I'm like, did I even post in mine yesterday? Like, it's not like the community is going to go away because I missed a day,
right,
or I didn't connect with anybody yesterday, let's just say. And so it's like, okay, today let's get in there and connect with some people. Right. Yeah. Like, I think the important thing to note about all of this to avoid the burnout is it's a flexible thing. If
that it's flexible. And what I keep hearing too is like simplistic, like keep it simple, keep it in alignment. I just like love that you're saying that, because I think anything we do, whether it's Facebook groups, whether it's other things in life, if it doesn't feel good, or if there is a disconnect with you on something, I'm gonna say, like, don't hear what I'm not saying is, like, there are some things we gotta do. Like, we gotta do the laundry, we gotta pay the bills, we gotta live our life. But the bigger picture is that if it doesn't feel right, or if there's a disconnect, we have to start questioning that instead of just taking what somebody said, kind of like you said with Instagram, taking what somebody said and just trying it and doing it. Well, this is what I'm supposed to do. This is how I'm supposed to do it. And I'm just going to do it. But if that doesn't feel good, then you are going to get closer to burnout quicker because of that.
Yeah. I mean, your number, obviously numbers are important in business. And if you aren't happy with what you're seeing, then of course you want to create a little bit of a bigger plan for yourself that still feels good, because it's possible. Because I have days where I can do more connecting, and then I have days where I'm like, not today. It's not, like, mainly by the time we get to Friday, I'm like, we're not doing anything. And right. I've still seen great progress because I manage, it's that I don't stop, I'm consistent. But I think what also is so important when it comes to burnout is consistency is king. Like, it has to be the right consistency,
right?
But what is the consistency that works for you and for the goal you've set, right? Like, we may have someone we meet who they're like, I'm good. I can talk to this many people. I can grow this thing. I can do this 5 days a week. I love this. It energizes me, very excited. And then there's some of us who are like, okay, 3 days a week, maybe four, I can do this, but I don't stop. I can do it every week. And so it still grows into something because I'm not giving up on it. Whereas, like, if I do what, you know, someone who maybe operates more like a machine, and I'm like, you're kind of like a machine. And I can be that way sometimes, but I can't do that on a consistent, like, nonstop
every time. Right.
Where you shut down and you're burnt out, and then your group goes quiet, and then you're like, oh, now what do I do?
Right. So, yeah. For sure. I think there needs to be an ebb and flow. And I like to call it rhythm. Some people call it balance, but I like to call it rhythm, because every season has a different rhythm.
Yeah.
And we have more capacity in some things and less capacity in others. And becoming aware of that is
Yeah.
super important, I think, in maintaining consistency. Because when we're aware of that, we can shift and pivot and not just quit.
Right.
But
In life's.
yeah, right, exactly. And we can't quit life, so we have to
Right.
figure out those expectations or those limiting beliefs that keep us stuck or keep us like overwhelmed or tired or stressed out.
Yeah, because I this is a fun conversation because I always think about like how many people in the business world have taken a step back, or even there's so much claim out there right now, like, oh, just make a post and you're gonna make all this money or whatever. And like that can burn somebody out too, because it's like, well, it's not working for me, but
Right.
what they're missing all the stuff they've done to get there, which is unfortunate. And like that's the thing that like makes me sad in the space is it's like what consistency looks like for you and what alignment looks like for you. Like if the TikTok or the Instagram is working for you and you are not seeing the movement on Facebook, then it's like great. And if and
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to it because I'm like, hey, if I can get this app to work one day, great. Like if I can figure
Right.
this thing out, great. I'm here for it. Like, I'm not opposed to it, but like, I know where my sales work really well. And so
Yes.
I focus there and it helps me save a lot of time because it's so simplistic. We're making a post, we're having some conversations. Maybe we're running an event, but we're not doing that every single day. We're doing that maybe once a month or once every other month, and it's like, it's just simplified for you. And as a mom of twins, I need it simple. I still
Yeah.
do, even though they're older.
Yes.
I have one homesick today, so life is life. And like,
Right.
it's like you need simple because now I gotta go take care of him when he's awake and need some help right now. And it's a different day. It looks different than what I may have planned for, which I don't want to burn out or stop. I just adjust and we tweak.
Yes, and being flexible and changing the expectations. And like you said, I think there is a detriment sometimes in our community, in our business community, at times, because there are posts that go up that are saying like, I did this or I posted this. I just saw a reel and it was like a reel template they put up. They're like, copy this reel and it's gonna go viral. And I'm
Yeah.
like, no, don't do it, because there's so much behind this person building their community and putting the time in. And that's the reality, is that there's some time, there is some effort into it, and there's evaluation. I think, like you said, taking that step back. And I think sometimes too, it's when we're doing stuff and we realize it's not the thing for us. It's more of like figuring out, like, as we're doing stuff, exploring, like, oh, this is not working, so I'm gonna pivot, or this is not working. Because then you start to feel like what does feel good for you too. But we have to take that step out and see what that's gonna be, and just
Right.
be aware of it.
Yeah, totally.
So awesome. I love this conversation. This is so good. So good. Okay. So I know you said you're in the coaching space now. So tell the people, like, what are you doing? What do you have offering and going on with that?
Yeah, so after building out this awesome direct sales business, I moved over to the coaching space, started getting questions from coaches. They were like, can you teach me how to do this? Can coaches do this? And so I tested it. I launched a new community. So you can find us. We are at Successful Business Women on Facebook. It's a Facebook group, of course.
Yes.
We built to almost 900 members. We're just shy of 900, which is really exciting.
Amazing.
Yeah. And bonus tip, you do not have to build to like some 24,000, 25,000. Like you don't have to do that. Don't let those numbers overwhelm you either. The viral numbers, whether they're a group number, whether they're, a real number, like don't let that overwhelm you because I built off a group of about 550. So it wasn't anything wild and large. And now in this space, I've been able to help coaches, course creators, working with realtors, to build their communities. And so What I've got going on is I have a Facebook group program, and it is an 8-week program plus a self-paced course that are videos that are 10 to 15 minutes max, because I know you're busy. And they are very action-based. So I take all the fluff out because I know you don't have time. And what I do is I give you like a very specific action and guide. And then we go into video two, very specific action and guide to start your group, all the way to growth strategy, content strategy, events, how to customize an event or a challenge. For network marketers, we get into recruiting. For coaches and course creators, they have a module. Engagement strategies, even though engagement doesn't equal sales, just so you know, don't get wrapped up in that. I know that's a big deal for people. And then we meet 8 weeks. So we meet once a week for hot seat coaching, where you can come and bring me all your questions. And right now, anyone who joins, I'm doing a full Facebook business audit as a gift for you. We're kicking this thing off the end of April for our first call, but the self-paced course starts right away. And yeah.
That's awesome. I love it. I love what you're doing. And I think it's great just to tie in, like, we all tie in our stories a little bit into what we're doing. But I just love hearing your story and how you've tied it into this life that you're living, where you can find that rhythm, where you're taking care of your kids and you're having the successful business and you're eliminating burnout all at the same time. So, my last question I like to ask guests is, what does breaking up with burnout look like for you?
I mean, I really do think it is. I really believe burnout comes from us asking or listening, asking other people what they've done, what they do, and then trying to implement it and thinking it's going to produce the results that they've gotten. And we keep trying to like
Push,
push this wall that's not moving because it's not for us. And that's where the burnout comes in, is the minute you're not seeing the results that you want to see, is when the burnout really like comes through. At least
Happens.
that's been my experience. So yeah, I would say really tune into what works for you, but try and experiment things. And you'll figure it out after a certain amount of time, like what the right fit is for you, but don't give up.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Lindsay, so much for being here.
Thank you.
Wasn't that a great episode with Lindsay? I think the thing that has stood out to me from that conversation as I reflect on it is that when you do things, whether it's business and life, that's out of alignment with you, that is the perfect storm for burnout to happen. I will put Lindsay's links in the show notes so you can connect with her. And as always, I'm so grateful that you've been here. Until next time, I will see you on the next episode of Breaking Up with Burnout Podcast.